Well, on top of a global pandemic, can you imagine being a Christian in a country that persecutes people who have faith? Open Doors Canada works with the persecuted church worldwide. Gary Stagg is with us this morning. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning.
So how has Open Doors Canada been adapting to serving the persecuted church, even in this time of global pandemic?
You know, one thing that's to our benefit as a ministry, because of the nature of our ministry, we work in the most dangerous places in the world to live as a Christian. And so we've always had to have a very agile approach to ministry. And so we work with people in country. We find partners that we work with, local pastors, Christians, and our field workers vet all of those people. And then, of course, those are the people that we primarily work through. So that's really worked out to our benefit, and to the benefit, more importantly, to the benefit of Christians in those countries during this time, because they're not reliant on us necessarily going into the country, but they already have their support system in place. And so we're able to get the resources to those people, and they're able to respond.
Well, what unique things are persecuted Christians facing in countries like Syria, even North Korea?
Well, you know, this overarching stigma that's attached to them just for being followers of Christ, and they are minority people in their country, and not looked upon too well because of their decision to follow Christ. But also, you know, most of these people live in areas that, you know, in the developing world where just a simple thing like I'm working at home right now. You know, my wife is working at home in another part of the house, and we're able to maintain social distance from other people that way, as we've all been asked to do. But in the developing world, that becomes an incredible challenge for them, just that simple thing, because their families survive by living in close quarters. And so you can have 25 people in one small little house, and, you know, and they can't just decide that we're not going to work today. They would just starve to death. And so they have to go out. They have to try to find food. They have to do what they need to do. And some of them also are still living in overcrowded makeshift camps around the world because of being displaced. Very, very, very difficult. And in a lot of these places, of course, they have not the best healthcare systems, not able to handle it. And so it's becoming more and more of a crisis every day. Every day we're seeing more and more of the crisis as it's now spreading, you know, in areas of the world where they already have systems that are compromised. And so it's pretty awful, yeah.
When it comes to, say, medical care, would a Christian in a place like North Korea say they had the disease? Would they be sort of on the bottom of the list?
Yes, always. If you're in any of these countries, you pretty much are at the bottom of the list for any kind of aid or medical attention. You know, I think of, I was just talking to somebody in India, and the government and other organizations, you know, they send aid, and it's sent to the communities, but it's the elders of the communities that distribute the aid. And they always, in these smaller rural communities where some of these Christians live, and Christian persecution is a lot of it happens in the rural areas in India. In those communities, those elders make, because they know who the Christians are, they make them stand at the end of the line, knowing that the food is going to run out by the time they get to them.
Goodness.
And so our teams there in India have recognized that, and they're able to respond and get food to them, thankfully. But that's a normal situation, is that they are always the last in line for any kind of aid, any kind of medical attention, anything like that at all. It's they're always the last to get it.
Gary Stagg is with Open Doors Canada, serving the persecuted church around the world. opendoorsca.org is the website. Thanks, Gary.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anytime.